Unit 20. Crime-Fighting Scientists.
Trained with the latest technology, forensic scientists work with police departments. Trained with the latest technology, forensic scientists work with police departments. Later, in 1775, a Swedish scientist learned how to tell if poison was used to murder someone. Later, in 1775, a Swedish scientist learned how to tell if poison was used to murder someone. Today's forensic scientists are nothing short of crime-solving masters. Today's forensic scientists are nothing short of crime-solving masters. The shows don't exactly match the working style of real scientists. The shows don't exactly match the working style of real scientists. Back at the lab, items from a crime scene are studied. Using a comparison microscope, scientists can check if a hair sample matches a suspect's hair. Back at the lab, items from a crime scene are studied. Using a comparison microscope, scientists can check if a hair sample matches a suspect's hair. If there's a match, it's evidence that a suspect was at the scene. If there's a match, it's evidence that a suspect was at the scene. To carry out these difficult jobs, forensic scientists need to be highly skilled. To carry out these difficult jobs, forensic scientists need to be highly skilled. These crime fighters in white lab coats help police officers catch more criminals. These crime fighters in white lab coats help police officers catch more criminals.